Cope lifted the safe and, giving it a quick wipe, held it up to Zoe. Reflected in the steel, she saw pink and green, and they could now see her eyes. Pink and green converged. Zoe lurched towards Cope. He clung to her, shielding his eyes from the hot white light emanating from deep within. But as he held on, the heat grew. It burned inside him like a furnace, softening his bones, loosening his muscles, weakening his resolve. Then it began. Cope's sinew danced as nerve endings anticipated the crescendo. Time displaced, and it was the cephalopod who next awoke him. Cephalopod stroked Cope's chin with a tentacle.
"You need a shave, mate. Here, have a cuppa."
A moment's pause before the whirlwind resumed. Ginger nut and enough sugar to make the spoon stand straight up. The whirlwind died. Cope stood in his new form, a naked tangle of his old face, pink-green's limbs, Zoe's scorched innards, and dripping tea. Cope had a strong urge to see his wife, yet he could not remember her name. There were black holes in his memory. Tardy tears trickled down his unfamiliar cheeks as Cope put his foot on the first rung of the ladder. It was time to create new memories. With fizzing muscles, he counted the rungs on the mothercraft. 10, 11, 12. The 13th rung. And noise. And lights. And shouting. The rungs disintegrated. "No!" Cope cried, clinging desperately to rope. He could hear eagles, see shadows. Fear took hold. The rope chafed his hands, feet, thighs. He edged his way up, reached out a shivering arm towards the pair of faded jeans fluttering above. The jeans were a snug fit, and as he reached into the pocket, he discovered a hand-carved wooden coin with a disturbingly familiar lion's face. Its kindly eyes stirred something in his soul. With a shock of memory, he saw her hands carving this very coin in the old, lost life. He longed to recall more of who she was, why this coin was important, but something startled him. He grasped the coin and gazed up. Through the rigging, he saw it, a shadow circling above, a familiar silhouette. It slowly came to him. It was the she-eagle. Seeing the beast lurching toward him, talons outstretched, eyes beaming in the dimmed light, Cope sprinted, but he was soon upon the forecastle. His new heart racing, Cope took the only possible escape route. With a deep breath, he leapt from the figurehead and out into the blue. Flying through a sea of feathers, all Cope could see was her. As his brittle heart cracked, he felt his power grow. He knew he had to find her. Rising for breath, he felt the soft tingle of life he'd only known when in her arms. A pulse of comfort, the warmth of safety. He pressed on. The stars span. Cope had lost his safe. Above, Regulus, head of the Leo constellation, shone brightest. The lion's head. Cope held the coin. Cephalopod sat aloof, atop the safe, stirring saffron strands and clove in a cup. Cope saw her face in the tea. The coin hummed in his palm. The rumbling from his stomach brought him closer to her, dragging his heels like a stray dog. The coin buzzed and burnt his fingers.
"Did you bring it?" asked Cephalopod.
The coin burned and Cope gasped.
"Ah, she told me you were carrying her soul," lisped the creature.
The mollusk chuckled wetly, emitting a smug pink glow.
"Not thought to check tails."
Cope flipped the coin and immediately wished he hadn't. It spun high in the air, skywards. He squinted his eyes as the coin disappeared in the firmament sea of stars. He arrived. Was it him? The power of the coin had transformed him enormously. Coins. He was now equal parts man and coin. Eyes, teeth, hair, chin coins. With the part of him that was still man, Cope focused his memory. He saw an envelope on their bed, the coin inside, his wife gone, no letter. A photo of a couple laughing lay broken on the floor. Behind them stood a dark figure, a bunch of dead flowers gripped in its rotting hand. Her face, he remembered, a real memory. Her words carved in black on the back like a dream. "We'll hold the world in our hands." The figure shambled off. Was it himself? Time flowed forward and back, broken arm lying in the street. She had come then, his wife.
He struggled to remember more. Something was there lingering in the back of his conscience. Was it her? A rush of human emotion overtook him. The emotion confused him. He was dizzied by it. Fragments, images. Her still body lain in an unnatural position, a shadow above and despair. Only her now. Serendipity was there too, of course, always was. Cope remembered her gaze that day, lingering a moment longer than it should. Her eyes read a thousand words, none of which he could hear. But her smile took him home, to the place he knew best. It was his turn. Perhaps it was her memory that was clearing his thoughts. Cope realized he'd seen the dark figure once before, its hand pulling at her hair. A moment of realization as the death of her smile squeezed his bloated heart, eyes narrowed to a determined vengeance, a new dark purpose. Cope, cephalopod, box and purpose flew. Things had to be done and darkness faced. Behind him, Cope thought he heard the beating of wings, but She-Eagle was too careful to let him see her. If only I could make him understand, she thought, whilst whooshing over his head. The distraction was working. Her despicable partner, the ageless nightmare of lurid shades, shivered in redness within that accursed box. And Cope felt it, as if channeling a warning from some cosmic force. But he was ready. He had to be. Cope tunneled out of his igloo. The ice shone like a heaven in front of him. Glancing up, he saw the She-Eagle swooping down to the bay. His skin cracked, hardened, became brass, silver, tarnished copper. Cope screamed. The coin man emerged, metal body glinting sparks of ice. Ablaze with intent, his resolve now furiously focused, coin man locked eyes and mind with She-Eagle and demanded she summon the others. Cope's scream behind the eyes of coin man disengaged the locks on the box, freed the nightmare to reach to her, to She-Eagle, the two in one. It's in you, the eagle informed Cope. Beneath his shell of coin clawed into his own essence. Memories manifested. Words became deeds. By now the cephalopod was no longer flying but falling through time and space, away from the nightmare licking tendrils of fear into it. Time stood still for Cope. Future visions of everything that could happen would happen came clearly to view as flames formed protectively. But the flailing tentacles of the cephalopod wrapped around his neck, trapped in the box's nightmare, it lashed out at ravenous, unseen foes. Another tentacle grabbed his arm as Cope tried to free himself, reaching out with his free hand. His fingertips could just feel the box edge. Sighting all his might, Cope dragged the cephalopod up. Trade! He choked, then held out a pouch of black opals. Take me to the city's heart! Pod stretched out his beak and laughed. His tentacles fell from Cope's neck and swept up the opals. The city. Oh dear, how unimaginative.